Okay.
All right,
Yeah.
this is Connections Over
So,
Coffee, and we're talking to Sarah, and she had a couple questions about writing in her book. Go ahead, Sarah.
yeah. Okay. So I have two questions that are a little unrelated, but like one of them is basically like if I'm only writing two books, how I don't know if that's like really making a business off of it, 'cause I'm trying to do like music based off of it. I'm trying to do like lo-fi music based off of it and all kinds of things. It's hard to explain really. And I'm doing this music channel all for myself at first, maybe like my Princess Leia channel that I talked about before. But I kind of wanted to ask Debbie this because I think she was the one that told me about like her trauma novels. And I just kind of like, okay, here's the situation. It's like, I guess this is what I really want to ask is like, Debbie, like if I, okay, I think my dad might have sexually abused me in the past. I was writing a story based on things that I thought happened to me, and I'm just kind of wondering if like I don't know, like I'm thinking about cutting that trauma part off of my story, 'cause it's maybe not really about that. Maybe it's really about a girl who wanted to be in heaven, and I don't want to chalk it up to, oh well, she had this daydreaming life because of trauma. I mean, I don't want to just chalk it up to all of that. I guess I don't know how to ask it. It's like I'm wondering if, 'cause like I don't really want to throw my dad under the bus if I don't really know what happened. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to throw him under the bus. And so maybe I shouldn't make her, I want to like, kind of think like kind of like allude to trauma, but not really explain her childhood too well. That makes
I
sense.
have a suggestion as well, but Debbie, go ahead.
Okay. What, first of all, you got to ask yourself a question. What makes you think that you suffered trauma as a child from your father? What makes you think
Because,
that?
well, because I mean, because one time, because I've slept in the same room with him, in bedroom with him when I was younger, and my mom would sleep upstairs, which I thought was really weird. I also had like this one experience where my sister told me to get naked for my father and stuff like that. And I remember what I was like wearing and stuff. I don't know if that makes any. I don't know if
Yeah.
that, I just feel weird about some of the memories that I've had, and I just don't understand. I mean, maybe I overreacted. I don't know. I just,
You know
yeah.
what you probably should do is just make a separate journal of that. Leave it out for now. I mean, you're not done writing. So leave it out for now, and just write everything you're feeling about that time period. And in my opinion, if you've got questions, don't put it in there, because yeah, you don't want to throw your dad under the bus, but then you don't want to put yourself in a liable position. That would be bad. And but for me, if it's easier, instead of writing it, just talk about it into your phone. Make a recording of it. Excuse me. And mine is vivid. Okay, my experience is very vivid. But if you have questions about it, put it aside. Excuse me.
Bless you, Debbie.
Kathy, do you want to go ahead for a minute?
I
Okay.
will I will share what I have, Sarah. First of all, You could write your story, and let me ask you this: is this book going to be like a memoir where you're going to talk about your life, or is it a novel type book?
A novel.
Okay, make it somebody other than your dad. Make it go ahead and do your memories just the way you remember them, and just make it a different character. And then you can decide later when you're doing your edits, you can decide how much of it that you want to talk about being your dad, or since it's just a novel, it could be a neighbor, it could be, you know, and again, as a novel, see, you're not really identifying any particular person by name, or even saying it's a dad figure. It could be a neighbor figure. It could be an uncle figure. It could be a big brother figure. It could be whatever you want in your novel. Does that help? And then you can, because that way, as you're writing it, because what's going to happen if you try to think every time I think of dad, I got to remember, oh, I don't want to mention dad. That gets kind of tough. So pick a character name for your dad. And this is a great little tip. I had a writer the other day. They wanted to write about somebody that was had a certain personality, and so they picked a movie star that kind of always played that kind of a part in a movie, and they named their character that movie star name. And that way, when they would write, that's how they would think about the essence of the character more than of the person. And then once they got the whole book written, they could go back and rename that character into the name that they wanted to give it. They could then, that gave them time to think about it, and it didn't bring their entire work to a halt while they were thinking and sorting out, well, what am I going to do about this? I don't want to say it's my mom. So maybe, you know, they'll say it was, I don't know, pick a mom figure on TV or something and name your character that. And that way, you know, every time you're writing about that character, you know you're writing about your mom, but it's somebody that represents her. So you can pick somebody that represents the essence of your dad and just continue to write so you don't get stuck writing. So many things can stop us in our tracks from finishing our stories. Don't let it be that.
Well, I already have names that aren't them, you know, like Richard Rose, or that wasn't my dad's name at all. Margaret Rose, that's not my mom's name at all. So yeah, I've already got that figured out. They look different. They are different, you know.
Okay.
But the problem, I guess, like, I don't think I want to write about trauma because that's not really where my heart is now that I think about it. Because my heart is like, I want my whole entire story to feel like a lo-fi song. I want it
Okay.
to feel like that kind of like calm. But at the same time, maybe there is some darkness there because I'm writing about a girl basically who doesn't want to grow up, who, you know, just wants to be in heaven, and at by age seven, and wants to kind of doesn't know how to cope with life, but you don't know why she has that problem. And then the second novel, which was originally a memoir. In the second novel, you understand more about it. And there's this new character named Aaliyah, who is like Diana. She's like the older, wiser version. And so, yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, but yeah, I'm writing based off of my heartbreak experience. I just don't want to get sued or anything. So I feel like writing it as a novel is probably better for me
Yes.
because I don't really remember a lot. So I just don't want to, I don't know all the rules around that, and I'm not trying to understand it all.
I get it. I know. I get it. I get it. I get it. Sarah, before I forget, I would love to invite you to come to our mastermind. If you could put your email over in the chat, I'll grab it from there, and make sure that you get our emails, so that you can join us if you want to. So anyway, so I love that we're talking today. This is great. We're each in a different spot in what we're doing and where our heart is. And mine is trying to simplify my schedule a little bit, but still bring all of the value to everyone, or even bring more value. But simplify my schedule as we travel more because we're starting to travel more. So anyway, Sarah, thank you so much for sharing. I love that. Carmela again had to jump off. A client walk through the door. She's at her office and a client walked in, so she has to take care of them. Debbie, how about you? Where are you in your travels this week, and what are you working on?
Well, last week I was working on freezing corn.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm home, and I just have little things popping up in the garden that's getting done, needing to be taken care of. I was having some issues again getting into HostGator, and I think I've got it fixed
Okay.
because I realized that I need to get that going. I need to get that moving forward. And again, now's the time with the garden.
And for those that are listening, HostGator is where Debbie is posting her blog, and HostGator sometimes gives you a couple of different screens to sign on. And if you don't sign on often, you get a little confused of where do I click here? Do I click there? And once you get that figured out, or you're clicking in more often, it'll your computer will remember your sign in page and start popping it up for you.
Exactly. Let's see. My son turned 38 yesterday.
There's no way.
Yes.
There's no way you have a 38-year-old.
Well, he's the youngest. And then on Saturday, tomorrow, my second oldest granddaughter has a birthday.
Okay.
And they, of course, they all started back to school yesterday. So that's a little, you know.
I know. Did you see my post where Lily, this is her last first day of school because she's a senior this year?
Yes.
Did you see that red hair?
I was like, okay, where'd she get that from? And
now, of course, her mom and I are both in cosmetology, so she's decided to go, you know, rogue with red hair. Yeah,
course.
Sarah, her hair isn't naturally red. Her hair is really dark, and she went out and actually dyed it like fire engine red, not like auburn or burgundy or something with, you know, highlights or low lights. She just went with fire engine. So she looks like, you know, Wendy, the Wendy's character from the Wendy's restaurant, the red hair. Yeah, red like that, like fire engine red.
Exactly. I mean, wow.
And I told her, I said, you know what, it's just hair. And Jennifer was like, Mom, should I sit? And I said, you know what? I said, if it doesn't affect who she is by the time she's 30 with kids of her own, don't worry about it.
She'll outgrow it.
Yeah, so she's
eventually
wearing fire engine red hair. And you know what? She got hired right away at Best Buy, and all the geeky guys that come in that need tech support go directly to her. So she's,
oh, is that what she does?
Yeah. So she works at Best Buy, and she's quite the success there.
That's awesome. That's fabulous. Yeah. I mean,
oh, sorry.
Nathan, or well, actually, yeah, Nathan and Sandy took pictures of the kids, you know, first day. And I have one, Jessie, this was the first day of her last year.
Okay.
And she's going to be graduating. And Rick was asking me, you know, he was going through the ages and everything last night. And he goes, don't you feel old? And I said, no, not yet. Not until the first granddaughter has the first grandchild. Then. Actually, it would be the great great grandchild. Then I'll kind of think about it a little bit. But
you do not look your age at all. So kudos to you, whatever you're doing.
Thank
I know,
you.
I know you live organically, you grow organic food, and so it shows.
Well, that's good.
You know what's interesting is that your son, he's the youngest, right? 38. I'm the youngest of my family, and I'm 30, so it's good.
So that says a lot for your mom.
Yeah, she's a boomer. She's a baby boomer, and I'm a millennial. I'm
Yep.
born in 1992.
I get it. I get it. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, for those that are listening, this is Connections Over Coffee, and it's all about building relationships. And our tagline is "It's time to rise." And so we're just chatting. It's just a group that we get together once a month, and we have no particular topic in mind. We just talk about whatever is on our minds, and we also talk about how we are giving back, because that's, I think, one of the biggest things of our time to rise and having connections with each other is how we're giving back. So one of the ways that I give back in about three different ways. One is I have the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative, which is an actual scholarship in my real estate lane for folks that want to get into real estate as a realtor. We pay for their education so that they can become a realtor. The second thing that we do is everyone that joins our masterminds, part of the funds of the mastermind actually go out across the world to other countries and also some organizations here in the States as well. I think charity starts at home, so we actually donate to some organizations across the states here in the United States, but we're all about education. And Debbie, this is right up your alley. A lot of the proceeds go to things like clean water and organic food and just being healthier overall. And then we also do some donations for some entrepreneurial groups. Sure. A few months ago, I bought sewing machines for some gals in Indonesia that were making these beautiful, colorful tote bags. And that's how they're supporting their family. And so I invested in some sewing machines for their group. They get together a couple of times a week to sew, and then they ship their stuff over to some stores here in the United States. And we may have seen some in Columbus, Ohio. We have one right in the Short North, and it's called World Goods. And it's where goods come in from around the world that different places have made, and it helps support those communities. So anyway, that's what I'm doing to give back. And then on a personal level, I do a lot of masterminds and coaching, and I give my time pretty freely. I have some paid offers in there, but I give my time pretty freely because the tide raises all the ships. So that's what
Yeah.
I'm doing.
It's wonderful. I love that. It's wonderful.
So how about you girls?
Debbie can go first.
Well, I've seen Debbie in action. I know she's very active in her church, and she's very active. I've seen her in a lot of the different women's groups around, and yeah, so Debbie.
Well, what I'm up to right now is the fact that, of course, it's been the growing season, so I've been giving food away, my produce, and I mean the looks on the people's face when I do that, it's like it's just priceless. And with the church, I've helped out with the food pantry. It does it twice a month, and basically what I do is I provide baby items, and I'm constantly getting coupons in the mail for baby formula, everything for infants and stuff like that. So I'll take those and I'll go out and buy products, and then I donate it to the food pantry because there's a
Debbie,
lot of
there's a blog in there. There's a blog in that story.
You're right. Let's see, what's the other thing? Oh.
Well, and one of the things that Debbie is doing is that she facilitates the Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, where she elevates another business, and she does that every month. She elevates a different business in addition to her own. She elevates what they're doing. And and then one of the things that I do, and Debbie, please keep this in mind. One of the things that I do anytime that somebody donates their time to come and speak at one of my events or one of my meetups, I actually give them a free membership in my speaker's cabinet to help elevate them even more. And Debbie, I would be happy to do that with your folks if you want to make that as one of the perks. You can say that they can be added to the speaker's cabinet to help.
Okay.
Elevate them, because that's where you're getting some of your speakers. And so then the ones that you don't get from there, we could add there to help elevate them.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea. I'm looking at something that's kind of been weighing on my mind. And that, sorry.
Hey, it's Connections Over Coffee. I'm visiting Benny's today. Benny's is on the Atlantic side of Florida. And the last time that we were over in Miami with Wendy, Ruth and I, and we took Mark and her Tom, and we ended up at Benny's for breakfast the next morning. So every time I get out my Benny's cup in Florida, it reminds me of Ruth and Tom.
Nice. This is the Strasburg Railroad. And I went there last year, and we actually took the train ride, but we were served lunch on the train. And that is a whole new experience.
I love it.
And but the one thing that I've been weighing on my mind a lot is doing a FaceTime and do a recording on explaining my meetup on Fireside Chat.
Okay.
So it's coming from me, and I can post that and on the different social media. And it's really been, it's been interesting because I see, I watch, I don't know if you're familiar with Candace Bergen on Hallmark. And I think that's, yeah. And she does a podcast, but it's, you know, it's based on Christianity. And I've watched it, and that's probably where I started thinking, I can do a podcast differently. I'm not sure. I got to play with this. And I'm thinking that doing my, the one where I want to work out, do a book club, I can see where I can do this type of podcast with this, not just a audio, but a video.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of, you know, working on that. I have enough going on right now
Take it from me. Take it from me. Don't create a bunch of lanes. Try to keep it all in one lane and give it an overarching title. And I love the Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, because that could bring in any topic.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and that's a perfect title.
With the fact that you've made me aware that I have three meetups in one membership, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so I'm not utilizing that.
And Sarah, what she's talking about, if you join meetup.com, it costs like $99 a year if you want to have a meetup.com, if you want to put events on Meetup, not to go there and look for events, it's free to go look. But if you wanted to have an event, it costs $99 a year to have a Meetup account. Well, with $99 a year, they let you have three separate meetups for the same $99. And so what Debbie's talking about is maybe having one where she's interviewing folks, and then maybe one where, you know, she's doing something different, and she can name each of those different. Now, when it comes to your YouTube channel though, Debbie, you can keep it on the same channel, because you can put each of those into a different folder.
Oh, yes, that's
So
right.
you don't have, yeah, a different playlist, correct. So you do not have to have a different YouTube channel for each one. You can do it all under one YouTube channel and have different playlists. And you can do that on Vimeo as well.
Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind. I forgot about that. So that's
I
great.
would just, if it were me, I would just make a different thumbnail to put over so that each playlist looks different.
Goes into, yeah, and it goes into the separate categories.
It goes into the separate playlist. And so I have one for my Happy House Hunters is, and I color code mine for branding. So all my Happy House Hunters is yellow. And so if you click on my Happy House Hunters playlist, all the thumbnails are yellow. If you click on my Build a Better Business playlist, all my thumbnails are kind of that orange color. And then the, for example, the short-term rentals, the bed and breakfast playlist, it's all in blue. And so I do that to kind of brand it. And what happens is when your viewers click there, it lets them know they're in the right spot.
Yeah, good idea.
And I use the same thumbnail then across over on Meetup and on my Facebook and then on my website and in my Kathy Benner International Academy. I use the exact same thumbnail across everything for that particular lane. And that way, my viewers, my clients, my guests, they all know they're in the right spot.
Okay.
And I make my thumbnails on Canva.
Yeah, that's the other thing I've got to work on. Getting the experience in Canva. I am
Well,
constantly being reminded.
here's what I'm here to tell you, and Sarah is so much younger than us, so she's probably like, yeah, I did that in elementary school, but we didn't, so it's a big learning curve for us. But if you will play around in Canva, because nothing is going out there until you actually save it and publish it somewhere, so you can like mess up all you want in Canva, just play around. Once you learn Canva, you will move around in your website and in your blogging platform because it's all the same principles. And once you learn drag and drop and all the plug and play kind of activity that you do in Canva, you'll realize that, oh, so that's all I need to do over in my blogging platform or in my website. So Canva is a great place for you to practice and learn all that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
So that's my point. Am I right, Sarah?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Canva. I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't even have cell phones. We didn't have like the app or whatever. I
Yeah, but
know that.
I bet you're more tech savvy than we are, though, because not only did we not have cell phones, we didn't have cell phones till we were 40.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Yeah, I didn't have a cell phone till I was 13, so. But it
Yeah.
was the old flip phone too. It wasn't even like this,
Sarah,
it
I know this sounds like the story, where Grandpa had to walk to school uphill both ways in the snow,
was
but when I was 13, we were just getting a television set.
awesome. Yeah. Wow.
So I get it. I get it.
I remember having a TV like around five, because I used to watch Howdy Doody Time and Captain Kangaroo
Oh.
before I would go to school.
Yep, I get it. I remember those days too. But anyway, it's what it is, and I've got a little grandson. He's 10, and he just thinks I have three heads most of the time when he is doing something on the computer, and I'm like, "How did you do that?" And he just looks at me and rolls his eyes, like, "Really, grandma?"
Right. This is
Because, and
fun.
again, it's an age-old thing, and it happens every generation, and it will continue to happen because technology is growing so fast.
Yeah.
And I save up all my money and buy this super fancy phone, and 2 years later, when I'm having trouble with it, and I take it in, the service guy says, "Oh, well, that technology is so old," and I'm like, "It's 24 months." And he's like, yeah, that's really old for technology. He said, you need the newest technology. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So it's moving fast. Yeah, it's moving fast.
It is, yeah. I'm
So,
not caught up with it.
but use it to your advantage. Use whatever level you're comfortable with, use it to your advantage because it's there as a tool. And it's certainly something to put in your toolbox. So Canva, if you think that you want to work around in your websites, which your blogging site is nothing more than a little website. And so if you're, you know, doing that, working around in your website, just play around in Canva and see how it works, where you're clicking different elements in and different pictures in, and then you're holding the mouse down and scooting things around and make them the right size that you want to fit. And then once you make it look like you want it to look, then you save it and it saves over into your picture gallery. And then when you go to your website or to your YouTube channel or Vimeo or whatever, all you're doing is uploading a picture. And we all learned how to do that on Facebook, how to upload a
Yeah.
picture. So the uploading the picture works the same exact way across all of those platforms. And so once you create your Canva, you're just creating, you know, you're saving it into your photo gallery. So it makes it pretty easy.
Good job.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so Debbie's working on getting through her season there, and she says she needs to get started on her blog. So, do you have you been videoing what you're doing in the kitchen?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you're sa so you've got this video library going. And
I do.
where are you saving them?
Right now it's just they're on my phone. I gotta
Okay.
transfer them.
Well, let me recommend that you upload them somewhere else. In the cloud somewhere, so in case your phone crashes, you don't lose them.
Good point.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
just make sure you upload them somewhere. And so for me, because I built my whole academy on videos, and Mark is the one that brought this to my attention. I was doing everything in Vimeo, and for those of you that might be listening, Vimeo, at the end of your video simply spits all of your viewers out to other videos that you made. If you put it over in YouTube, YouTube spits your viewers out to the videos that they like to watch. So if I'm doing something in Vimeo, it'll say, here are the other videos that Kathy has made. And it keeps them inside my courses. On YouTube, it'll say, oh, here's a video about Dancing with the Stars or you know, America's Got Talent, because I flip and watch those on YouTube occasionally just for some downtime. So every time I listen to a training video over on YouTube, it spits me out to the stuff that YouTube recognizes that I enjoy, because YouTube's job is to keep me there. They don't want me to leave. They want me to stay on YouTube for a while. And so I was just putting everything on Vimeo because I didn't want my paid mastermind to be spit out to drag racing videos or something or whatever they normally watch. And so I kept everything on Vimeo. And Mark finally said, well, what happens if Vimeo crashes? And I'm like, what? And then I don't know if you gals remember this, but there was a big hack going around last year where somebody would hack into these big companies and they would basically blackmail them and say, we're going to crash your whole site unless you pay us X amount of dollars. Well, guess which one got hacked? Vimeo got hacked and they ended up paying the ransom to get their site back. And so I did not lose my stuff, but that was a wake-up call for me. And so that's when I went back through my Vimeo and I clicked open every single video and downloaded it again and uploaded it into YouTube as a backup. So now I have it in two places. So all I'm saying is if you're spending the time and effort and energy making these videos, you know, just upload them somewhere else as a backup. And you can upload them, Debbie, right into your YouTube channel and just not publish them. You can keep them private, but at least you've got them on a platform. You're on mute.
That's a good idea. I didn't think about doing that. Not publishing them, but yet they're there, and I can upload them anytime I make them public, anytime I want to.
Exactly.
I like that idea much better. Yeah, good idea.
So I'm going to just take a little vote before we go today. Debbie, if you wanted to get into the continue in the big mastermind, would you choose Monday at noon or Wednesday at 2? And Sarah, what would you choose? What would work best for your
Either one's works, because I have therapy at 11 to before a little before 12, so
So either one would work for you.
yeah.
Debbie, what would work best for your schedule?
I'm so used to Monday. Yeah, I'm very used to Monday having
I get it.
nothing, going on.
Wait, I wanted to say something real quick, how I'm giving back. So I
Okay. Oh,
can.
yes. Sarah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. How I'm giving back, and I wanted to say that it doesn't have to be like this big thing, Like, I think, oh, okay. Let me see.
Oops, sorry.
Anyway, how I'm giving back is I'm cleaning my mom's house. I have to help her. And even
Okay.
if just family, like you're still impacting somebody, and I'm helping her clean the house really good. It looks so much better, and I'm doing this tutoring training so I can help people in poverty. It's Upcheap, and I'm helping kids in poverty because I want to be a tutoring person, and it's a volunteer thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm still working on my writing, and I think that's gonna, go, big or whatever. And I still think, I still believe in myself, and I'm still dreaming of, I may not be volunteering otherwise, but I just need to stay on my task for now. And, maybe I will volunteer in the future. Maybe I'll do something really big. I just don't know what that is, but I know what I'm doing right now. I'm talking with my friend, and he says I always inspire him, and my other friend says that too. And just sometimes it's just, hanging out with your friends or doing something for your family or being a better person in that respect. And
You know,
I'm doing
at
things
the
for
end of the day, at the end of the day, the small stuff is the big stuff. Yeah. So, Sarah, kudos to you. Yes.
Yeah, and that's just what I'm doing is like I'm just doing things for myself too. I still want to do my Princess Leia channel. I thought I didn't want to do it, but now I'm just gonna do it for me, like all unedited. And it's very intense. Her that channel would be very intense because I'm portraying somebody who's mentally ill. So yeah, I just want to do it all for me. I want to do the animation, the singing, maybe the editing, all of it. I want to do it all for me.
We lost you
And
there for a minute, Debbie.
I
Not sure what happened there.
don't know.
Sarah, I really love everything that you're talking about. That is wonderful. I can't wait to see what else you're going to do. You'll have to, sh continue to share with us. I will definitely send you an email about the mastermind. We'd love to have you on there with us.
And Debbie, send me an email because I can't like copy and paste your email for some
Okay.
reason. The way
Okay.
it's.
And I have hers if you didn't get it, Debbie. If you need to touch base with me, I've got Sarah's email.
I wrote it down. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Great.
Ladies,
Okay.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on today. We're coming up on 11 o'clock, so we're going to go. But I just appreciate so much you coming on and joining us today. And we'll have to send some good vibes out to Carmela because she's in the middle of her work day still. So,
Poor
all
thing.
right, ladies. Okay, I put down Mondays at noon, Debbie. Thanks for that. All right.
Okay.
See everyone.
Bye.
Bye.